AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is hailing the amount of oil the U.S. will be getting from Venezuela, but congressional Democrats are questioning at what cost. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
President Trump says Venezuela will be providing 30 to 50 million barrels of oil to the U.S. and pledges proceeds from its sale will be used to benefit the people of both Venezuela and the U.S.
Last time a president made that promise was when he invaded Iraq and said, don't worry, Iraqi oil is going to pay for it.
Counts Senator Mark Warner unconvinced.
You know, the country has been so mismanaged. While Venezuela's got 20% of the world's oil reserves, it's been so mismanaged that its oil production has been cut by 75%.
Warner says it could take 2 or 3 years to pay off U.S. costs.
Does that mean we've got 20, that the fleet that's offshore, the Armada, 20% of our Navy is going to have to stay off the coast of Venezuela to so-called control Venezuela for the next 2 to 3 years?
Sources tell AP the White House is organizing a meeting with U.S. oil company executives for Friday. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, officials in Caracas say 24 Venezuelan security officers were killed in the U.S. military operation to capture Nicolás Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores. The deposed Venezuelan president and the first lady were brought to the U.S. to face drug charges. They both pleaded not guilty Monday. In Minneapolis, the Homeland Security Department says it launched what it calls its largest immigration enforcement operation ever. About 2,000 agents and officers are being deployed to Minnesota. Testimony has begun in the trial of former Uvalde, Texas school officer Adrian Gonzalez. He's accused of failing to protect children by not doing enough to stop a gunman before a deadly school shooting in 2022. This is AP News. 5 states are losing some federal funding that subsidizes daycare and job training programs. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The states are California, Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, and New York. An official in the White House budget office tells the AP these states are pouring money out to people in the country illegally. The administration has not laid out details of either the fraud claims or the plan to hold back funds. The targeted programs are child care development block grants, temporary assistance for needy families, and social services block grants. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she is prepared to go to court. President Trump proclaimed on social media the fraud investigation of California has begun. A spokesperson for Governor Gavin Newsom says Donald Trump is a deranged habitual liar whose relationship with reality ended years ago. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.